The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live and American Voice Radio. We're glad you're here, and we got a great show. We're going to empower you, and that's what it's all about. You know, everybody likes to feel empowered, especially this time, you know, with the time in which we live, when everything is so oppressive, you know. So it's always good to have some good news, right? Well, we're going to be talking about diet, a diet that can attack your reproductive organs, you know, the prostate, the cervix, the cervical area. So we're going to be talking about what we can avoid and protect ourselves and what we can do to even help ourselves in that particular area. Also, we're going to be looking at some secrets in your foods. Always good to have secrets. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We might even get to some other things regarding herbs. Who knows? And we have that quack report, of course we do, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, want God to bring them home safe and sound, because they put everything on the line in doing their duty in the armed forces, so we're looking out for them in prayer, And also, while we're praying, seek the Lord's face. I mean, really seek his face and ask for that righteous leader, that strong, fearless leader to come forward so that we can vote for that person and bring this nation one back, one nation under God. But we can't have any doubts. You know, if it's God's will, we got to do that. So we're going to seek his face and ask for his help because this nation definitely needs help. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Goodness, Daffy's wide awake. Okay, guess what? Researchers, hey, they're developing this smartphone to help sense if you're depressed. Have you heard about that? Right, Northwestern University is developing a smartphone that can sense whether you're under the weather, feeling blue. Psychologist David Moore has been adapting phones as a virtual therapist, if you will, for patients that are prone to depression. He says, we're trying to develop individual algorithms for each user that can be used to determine specific states. So it'll be able to not only pinpoint your location, where you are, what activity you're engaged in, what social context you are currently involved in, you're with, and even in what mood you're in at the time. Isn't that detailed? Well, he says that way if someone is sitting at home for days and on end and feeling depressed, the phone could sense it. Isn't that creepy? Oh, yeah. He says the phone can provide an automated text message and an automated phone call and give that person a suggestion to get out of the house, you know, get out there, enjoy life, you know. A phone is going to save you. That's right. He said tests on 8 patients so far have shown that the phone therapist has actually been helpful, has lifted their moods, and they're all major depressive disorders, the people in the test group, when they started using the phones, but have clinically and statistically, he says, are much better at the end of their treatment clinical phase. So therapy phones, widespread tests this summer. Get ready for that. If you're going to get you a smartphone, how do you know if yours isn't a therapy phone? I don't know. All right. Full-body scans are rolling out in Australia. Oh, gosh, darn it, there goes the trip to Australia. Oh, yes, down under, they are now passed a new law that mandates that all air travelers are forced to go through the naked body scanners before they are allowed to get on a plane. And the difference is Australian travelers can't opt out for the pat-down. They have to go through the scanner, okay? And the machines are produced by L3 Communications, the same that produces scanner airports here in the United States. Trials on the machines began last summer in Sydney and Melbourne, but it created a lot of false detections, including ordinary perspiration was listed as a deadly weapon, terrorist activity, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, Australia. You got no choice if you're going to Sydney. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, my engineer mentioned this earlier. The new aspartame. Have you heard about this? The FDA doesn't require any labeling of this latest Monsanto sweetener. Right. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has declared that one of Monsanto's latest creations, a synthetic sweetener chemical known as Neotame, does not have to be labeled in food products, including even organic food products. So you're not even going to know if you're consuming this thing. It's a modified version of aspartame, but the word is it's even more toxic, and no safety studies have ever been conducted on this chemical. Neotame is similar in structure to aspartame, except it's more toxic because, according to Holistic Med, like aspartame, some of the concerns included some gradual neurotoxic and immune toxic damage from the combination of the formaldehyde in it. But apparently, there's formaldehyde in this new product as well as an excitotoxic amino acid. Whatever that is. Doesn't sound good. FDA, the European Food Safety Agency, and the World Health Organization all considered Neotame to be safe for you to, you know, gobble up Despite the fact the World Health Organization actually published a paper asking to establish acceptable daily intake levels of Nuotame, well, hello, if it doesn't need to be labeled on ingredients, right, why even go bother to ask for an acceptable daily intake level? Why does that have to be established? Hmm? I don't know. It's garden time, big time. Get your own garden going. All right, 40% of the test that they did, TB tests at this Colorado high school called Longmont High School, Denver public health officials said that 40% of the people tested were positive for TB. Dr. Randall Reeves, director of the Denver Metro Tuberculosis Control Program, said that the rate is unusual. But he says latent TB, unlike active TB, is not contagious, and TB cannot be transmitted unless a patient is actively ill. But nonetheless, even with the latent TB, they're going to test everybody at the high school. Well, if it's not a risk, why bother? Moving along. Breastfeeding, vital, according to new study, in developing the lungs of children. Yep. New research published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine says that a growing baby needs breast milk. There's evidence that shows that breastfeeding is critical for the proper human development of the lungs. Babies who are breastfed develop stronger lungs than non-breastfed counterparts. And here's what else it discovered, that asthmatic moms who breastfed their kids did not pass on asthma to their children. European Respiratory Journal did a study last year, and they found that babies fed formula rather than breast milk were 50% more likely to develop chronic wheezing and asthmatic conditions. And yet, of course, you know, now we're told, the health authorities say, don't breastfeed your kid because it interferes with the effectiveness of vaccines. Mm. All right, what else we got? Well, we're going to go talk about sausage and hot dogs for just a minute because originally, you know, sausage made locally, they just stuffed them into the pureed meat that was stuffed into, you know, the intestines of the animal. But then it shifted to, you know, more a mass-produced industrial product, and they made intestine casings from synthetic products. But people, consumers, are wanting something more natural and edible. So now what they're doing is they make collagen sausage casings from the hides of slaughtered cows. They set that aside until they can pluck all the hair off of it. And then they chop it all up, mix it with water and lactic acid and cellulose fiber, which is your wood pulp. And then it swells up into this slurry goo. And then they homogenize that. And then they press it into this thin, flat shape and let it coagulate with some salt and some glycerin until it's needed to make sausage casings out of it. Also, they add a little bit of sodium nitrate and, you know, whatever. Ugh. I say, you know, go to your local grocery that's healthy and ask for the nitrate-free stuff. And last but not least in the Quack Report, blackberries can prevent colon rectal cancer. That's right. Blackberries contain some natural compounds, may be significant, they say, to reduce your risk of colon rectal cancer. This is Ohio State University published this research in the Journal of Cancer Prevention. Genetically engineered mice were given tumors and inflammation in the colon, and then they tested blackberry powder. And they found that the mice that got the blackberry powder had less inflammation and fewer tumors overall. So they think it's because that the blackberry has significantly higher levels of cancer-fighting anthocyanins and also photochemicals and vitamins and minerals. So go get those blackberries, folks. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
That's all, folks.
Frank. We're going to talk about diet now that attacks the reproductive organs. And we want to sidestep diseases. The way to do it is prevention. Now, the American Cancer Society estimates that there are 220,000 new cases of prostate disease every year, and 70% of the men that get it will be over the age of 65. Now, for every man that gets diagnosed with prostate cancer, 99% will survive about 5 years, 93% will survive 10 years, and 77% will survive 15 years. Now, all men are at risk of prostate disease as they get older, and there is an average of 12,000 women being diagnosed with the cervical cancer, and about 4,000 die every year. So in America, cervical cancer is the eighth most common cancer for women, but I expect that statistic to increase as they use more of the HPV vaccines, the Gardasil. Now, worldwide, there are approximately 471,000 cases of the cervical cancer, one woman dies of cervical cancer every 2 minutes. So what could be a common denominator which promotes these types of diseases? Now, generally, the cancer-causing elements are going to be some foods, toxic chemicals, and, of course, vaccines. But for the majority of this article, we're going to focus on the foods, okay? So we're going to talk about foods that you want to limit or avoid, okay? So we're told that, you know, eating a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy is our defense against disease, including prostate and cervical cancer. And everybody seems to have a different opinion of what is healthy and what isn't. So the foods that the body can tolerate when we are teenagers can become a problem as we get older. So are there any foods to avoid and to help us prevent reproductive disease? Well, yes, there is. And we want to avoid what are known as the high-fat foods because they negatively affect the prostate and the lower part of the cervix or the uterus area, cervix. So you want to try to keep the saturated fat foods to 10% or less. And these are foods such as your red meat and your dairy products. So there is an insulin-like growth factor in your blood, and milk products especially will increase this to promote, it will promote the growth of cancer cells, so if you get too much of that going on. So milk contains 10 parts calcium, which is way too high a ratio for the body without that counter-regulatory boron and magnesium. So the high calcium reduces the vitamin D, and research shows that all prostate cancer patients have low vitamin D, especially caused by heavy dairy consumption. Also, take into account that the amount of calcium you're going to get per day if you are also taking calcium supplements along with your multivitamins. So it won't take long for you to push that calcium level over 1,500 milligrams a day. So the processed foods are also going to be very destructive to our health because they are extremely high in calories and low in nutrition. And you'll gain weight, you'll stress your metabolism, and create sexual dysfunction and give disease a foothold. So we want to really reduce those fatty foods, the saturated fat type of foods. And I want to mention the types of cancer. Some cancers are aggressive, and one way to avoid getting the rare or aggressive cancers is to eliminate your alcohol intake. So what does limit mean? Well, it means you want to stick to the number two rule, which is no more than two drinks per day. So if you are a regularly heavy drinker, that's going to enlarge the prostate. So you want to really cut back on that alcohol. So what should we eat? You know, is there something that we could be doing? Yes, for the prostate, you're going to want to eat foods that will encourage the gland to produce fluid for the semen, because low fluids create inflammation and can lead to the cancer. And 1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer with very few symptoms. So diets which are full of organic fruits and vegetables will be the best insurance against reproductive disease. So these types of foods, these vegetables will be high in vitamin C, and they'll assist the immune system, and they'll help the body to regenerate. So how much do you have to eat? Well, you should have at least 4 servings per day of your fruits and vegetables, or 28 servings per week. Now, once you drop it down to 14 servings per week, you're actually going to increase your risk of getting cancer, and that is statistics from the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center. So you can also lean on certain foods that contain the lycopene, which is an antioxidant, such as your tomatoes. That's going to be a nice prevention there. And research suggests that it's the foods with the lycopene which reduce the risk of getting cancer. Okay? And the vitamin C foods also help, such as berries, leafy greens, broccoli, bell peppers, and squash. You want to go ahead and beef up the diet with that. Absolutely going to be great. Now for the cervix, the cervical cancer area, you'll want to pile on the superfoods that are high in plant proteins because these nutrients help repair blood, bones, skin, muscles, and your immune system. So the more plant protein you have in the system, the higher your resistance is to infections and the more power the body has at recovering from illness. Now, we're talking about plant proteins, not animal proteins here. So women will always need more iron and protein due to their menstruation. However, if you have cervical cancer, you will need more protein from plants and lean animal foods such as fish, nuts, lentils, peas, dried beans, and, of course, don't forget the single-cell plant foods like your chlorella and spirulina. Now, your fruits and vegetables will also be paramount in order to avoid the cervical cancer, so you want to select foods high in the vitamin C, E, folate, beta-carotene, selenium, and antioxidants. So make sure that you're eating broccoli, cauliflower, apples, cabbage. Cabbage is awesome. Cabbage has been shown to prevent cervical cancer, HPV, so you want to definitely put that cabbage in the diet. Oranges, mustard greens, collard greens, blueberries, here's the berries again, turnips, strawberries, kale, spinach, watermelon, and cantaloupe. So what better way to fight off this disease that medicine really can't cure than with what God gave you? I want to mention cervical cancer and the connection with fat, because the unsaturated fats are fine. The saturated fats are not. So the body's going to break down healthy fat and convert it into energy. But if you have cervical cancer, you're going to need more unsaturated fats just to have enough energy to get through your day. Now, I would use only olive oil if you're looking at oils, and you can pile on sardines, salmon, mackerel, herring, halibut, lake trout. Those are going to be the healthy fats there. And don't forget those omega-3s. Yeah, omega-3s, because foods that are rich in your omega-3 fatty acids are also going to offer some protection. These foods are expected to come under fire, extreme scrutiny by your health authorities, and you're going to be restricted. Access to them is going to be restricted. That's their goal. Hope you know that. So cold water fish is going to offer a lot of omega-3s. Not only will it reduce your risk of cancer, but it also will improve your brain and heart function, according to UCSF Medical Center. Now, how does it protect you? Well, you reduce the inflammation in the body with these types of fatty acids. Fish, like your salmon, mackerel, herring, halibut, flounder, sardines, trout, will get the job done. And when it comes to your oils, the olive oil is going to be awesome. Nuts and seeds will offer unsaturated fats and antioxidants, but you want to watch the processed nuts and the salted nuts. You want to get them plain. Now, for prostate, pumpkin seeds are known to help. That, the University of Maryland Medical Center did a study on that, and pumpkin seeds were very beneficial. Other nuts and seeds are going to be flaxseed and walnuts. So instead of butter on your bread, use peanut or almond butter. And instead of potato chips, eat the unsalted, unprocessed nuts if you want to snack on something. Now, what about animal meats? Well, if you have an enlarged prostate, some animal meats are better than others because you want the lean cuts that contain the zinc. So keep the portions to 4 ounces or less and avoid frying or grilling. Yeah, you don't want any of that charcoal stuff. You want to bake or broil your meats, and such as your chicken and fish. Now, a moment here. I want to take a moment and cover the grains, because grains are going to be important, because unprocessed grains contain a lot of antioxidants, a lot of fiber and protein, and, of course, your heart-friendly oils. So a plant-based diet that is rich in whole grains is going to lower your risk of cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. So that's going to be important to get those whole grains in there. And beverages, what about beverages? Well, for cancer, you will need to avoid caffeine, alcohol, and sugar. So that eliminates your soda, regular, and diet, your coffee, tea, and all your adult beverages. Now, the system will need to be hydrated. All the cells need to be hydrated in order to carry out a detoxification process and remove the cancerous pathogens, which means you want to drink 64 ounces of filtered water every day. Herb teas without much caffeine and no added sugar are fine. Now, I want to take a moment to mention a quick note, because just about the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine, and there's other vaccines out there that are HPV vaccines, but they're by different names. And many countries now have banned the vaccines due to dangerous and deadly side effects and for also causing cervical cancer, the one thing they're supposed to protect you from. Well, Merck, the manufacturer, excluded vital injury information on this vaccine that occurred during its trials, and to date there have been 100 reported U.S. deaths from the vaccine, and this number will increase as they now intend to administer Gardasil to the boys. So after many studies on Gardasil, some doctors have concluded that some individuals should be excluded from taking it, and those are anyone with a history of allergic reactions to vaccines, anyone with a history of food or medicine allergies, anyone with a compromised immune system, and anyone with a clinical disease. Wow. So personally, I would never take any vaccine, okay? And, you know, if we look at history prior to Noah's flood, what did man eat? Fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, and berries. The longevity was incredible. After the flood, animal foods were introduced, and man's diet and longevity has declined. So we need to kind of step back and reevaluate the lifestyle. And there's a little extra help. Yes, there is, because when you're eating healthy isn't enough. You know what? You have God's backup plan. He has good herbs for you. So blood brings healing, removes toxins, brings in nutrition to the body. Then the last thing you need is a blood that's polluted with toxins, too much sugar, and it lacks adequate oxygen. So how do you correct that? Well, you do your organ cleansing. Use those organ cleansing herbs to help the body cleanse the system, and you should actually get familiar with these types of herbs and know how to use them. So cancer cannot stay in a healthy host. Hope you know that. So you're going to invite it to leave. Call to order your organ cleansing herbs or to request a free product catalog at Apothecary Herbs. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, or online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So you can look for male and female organ cleanse packages, the body food mix with the plant proteins, the prostate kit, the female tinctures and the male hormone tincture. They have a diabetic formula, a circulation formula, and much more. And there is a side note here. If you have estrogen-based cancer, you should avoid products that promote estrogen production. So I gotta take a break, but on the other side, more health news. Stay where you are.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at ThePowerHerbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we just covered, you know, foods that are going to attack your prostate and uterus, cervix, so you want to stay away from that, and some things that you can use to help balance the system and get familiar with those herbs. I need to mention that on the powerherbs.com website, they have a Valentine's special on selected 2-ounce aged concentrates. You will be able to buy one for yourself and one for your sweetie pie for Valentine's Day and save up to 30%. So check that out online. If you don't have access to the website, you can call in and ask about that. Also, coming up on Herb Talk right here, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley on Tuesday the 21st, so I hope you mark your calendars. She'll be our guest. Got lots of questions for her. I'm sure she's got some breaking news for all of us. And then on the 1st of March, we're going to have John Monroe back from Dr. Banker's Group out in Colorado. He's been on the show before about naturally improving vision problems. So, you know, I got kind of curious about his kit. And so he sent me a kit, and I've been using it about a week, maybe less, and there are lots of nice eye exercises in there, very detailed information, because usually if you're farsighted or nearsighted, the muscles in the eye, as John has explained to us before, kind of pull on the eye and you know, take it out of shape. It's either too round or too oblong, and this creates the vision problem. So the exercises strengthen those muscles, so depending on your vision issue, they give you different exercises to strengthen those different torque in those muscles and improve vision. You get a nice little eye chart, and you get to look and mark your vision without your glasses before you start. And so I've only been doing it a few days, and I've gone up a line, or I've been able to read a smaller line, I should say. So already I see some improvement, and I'm all excited. I'm very encouraged by that. Of course, I am using Dr. Christopher's formula, Herbal Eye Wash. It's available at thepowerherbs.com. They have that, and that's an eye cleanser. You remove toxins from the eye and help the eye out. So I'm kind of layering a little bit with John's stuff and the herbs, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see what I'm reading on the first, right? Okay? All right, let's talk about some secrets and foods. Now, if your food could talk, what secrets would it tell you? I'm full of Monsanto. Stay away. I'm sorry I had to go there. Some people would be afraid to ask, basically, what's in their food, because our food is one of the reasons healthcare costs are pretty high. I'm talking about the unhealthy food, anyway. When we adulterate food, overprocess it, you know what? We're going to get disease, right? So we recently have gone over some chemicals and chemicals that the agriculture industry is using on some crops and how those chemicals have become lodged in our human fat cells, making us more vulnerable to disease. So we're going to take a look at that, especially some of the animal foods. What happens with the animal foods during their processing that can make us sick? So we're going to look at some of these food secrets for just a little bit. Now, some people truly realize what animals endure before they become part of an entree. So this realization has actually generated the development and success of the organic meat industry. So why do we give livestock hormones and drugs? Well, cows, pigs, poultry are pretty much fed hormones to plump them up. And the more they weigh, the more money the farmer is paid when our animal goes to slaughter. So the weight gain can also actually hide many signs of disease in an animal. So, for example, the meat industry knows that a majority of the pigs that go to slaughter in the United States have pneumonia, are anemic, and have developed ulcers from eating cooked garbage. Cattle also have problems developing pneumonia after leaving the ranch in unheated trucks. So here is a secret that you may not know. Hormone pellets to promote fast weight gain are actually inserted into the cow's ear. And why is that? Well, the rationale is that you won't eat the ears, but the hormones are still released into the cow's bloodstream. So for this and other reasons, the European market has actually banned a lot of our meat products because we treat it with so many hormones. Now, poultry farms are extremely overcrowded, and chickens receive little sun and are fed unprocessed chicken cow laced with drugs and hormones. So even with the drug-laced chicken feed, the USDA estimates 42% of the poultry has salmonella. And farmers use pharmaceutical drugs in an effort to prevent infectious disease under abnormal farm conditions. So industrial animal farms have been using drugs on the livestock since about 1946. And farmers treating their animals with antibiotics happened to notice that they gained a little bit more weight, so they increased the profit margin. So it was a win-win. So since 70% of all the antibiotics used in the United States are given to healthy livestock, there is little incentive for farmers actually to work hard and to keep conditions sanitary. However, much of the waste from the farm livestock, about 1 billion tons a year, also contains antibiotics, which are sold as fertilizer or gets into the water supply. So the National Academy of Scientists estimate that antibiotic animal treatments have contributed to a lot of drug-resistant bacterial strains and is costing the United States $4 billion in health care every year. Well, there are some stores out there that sell organic foods. I mean, you could go to, there's a chain down here in our area on the east coast called Earth Fair. And you can go in there and get you a 5-pound organic chicken. I'm talking about an organic chicken, folks. A chicken like you would have raised it if you had it yourself. And it's like, I don't know, $8-$10. Okay? Yeah, it's a little bit more, but it's organic. They got eggs. They got whole grain breads. They got cows that aren't treated like this that I just described. I mean, all kinds of great stuff. And it tastes a lot different, including the fruits and vegetables. Awesome things. So I say spend it at the grocery store rather than spend it at the doctor's office. So let's count the cost, because according to a study done at the National Academy of Sciences, if we banned unnecessary use of antibiotics on our livestock, it would increase food costs by $5 to $10 a year. Not much of a sacrifice, really, if we were going to obtain some healthy food there. So this study pointed out to farmers that by using specific management methods, they would not increase operation costs and still maintain their profit margin. But federal standards prohibit the use of antibiotics and growth hormones in meat sold as certified organic. So keep in mind that certified organic meat is different from meat products labeled as natural. Have you seen that? Because the difference is that the natural meat is not treated with hormones or antibiotics just prior to slaughter. So there's the difference. Big difference in cost, probably $3 a pound versus $6 a pound. So natural versus real organic stuff. Okay, so let's talk about some of the health risks. Medical evidence shows that children and the elderly and those with immune system disorders are more at risk when they consume adulterated meat products that are laced with a lot of hormones and antibiotics. Puerto Rico in 1982 experienced an outbreak of early puberty in 4- and 5-year-old girls, and the doctors discovered that they were getting it from the dairy products, the tainted hormone-treated dairy products. So when they removed the dairy and even foods like poultry and beef from the diet, the symptoms disappeared. Yeah. So it was the estrogen hormones that they used to fatten up the animals that contributed to early stage puberty in these little girls. And the European Union Veterinary Committee determined that synthetic bovine growth hormone, or the BGH, is carcinogenic, and they banned it. So the U.S. National Institutes of Health have deemed that the BGH is safe for human consumption, even though it causes mastitis and udder infections in your cows. So when humans consume meats containing antibiotic residues, it can cause nausea, diarrhea, and vomiting. And the lobbying in Washington by farm groups and drug companies has really hindered any serious attempts to help regulate the antibiotic feed additives in the United States. So it all comes down to that money thing. It's agreed. Well, let's look at some of the food additives in your prepackaged food products. that are there basically to prevent spoilage, to enhance texture, color, and taste. Your unprocessed foods retain their color, texture, and taste because the nutrition was not removed during the processing. But the consumer has his job cut out for him in keeping up with the list of additives, because the United States uses about 2,800 substances, and consumers eat approximately 150 pounds of these additives every year. So the FDA has compiled a list of food additives. Now remember, Congress has a separate, they have separated food additives from supplements, but the FDA wants to combine them. Okay? And, but they want to make the restrictions for supplements stricter than the food additives. Isn't the FDA nice? But the FDA compiled a list of food additives in 1958, and if the food additive is considered safe, it is put on their generally recognized as safe list. And once it's on the list, the additive is not subjected to any regulations. However, does the FDA determine which additives make the grass list? How do they determine that? Well, they ask the scientists to submit their comments. No testing's required, though, unless you consider the consumer the test case. You and I, we're the guinea pigs. So nearly 30 years later, 1987, the FDA reviewed approximately 500 additives on their original list of 2,800. And in 1997, the FDA decided to allow manufacturers using food additives to notify them of the additive use and some evidence that it was safe enough to be placed on the grass list. Now, oddly, since 1960, synthetic food colors are rigorously tested, and only 7 colors are certified for use in foods and cosmetics. So high concentrations of food colorings tend to cause cancer in animals, so you know that one. So are there any additive risks? Well, the medical community has determined that food additives and colorings are risky for some individuals. For instance, yellow dye number 5 causes allergic reactions, especially for those allergic to aspirin. And doctors warn that some food additives become exotoxins, creating neurological disorders such as seizures, abdominal nerve development, learning disorders, migraines, psychiatric disorders, and neurodegenerative diseases like ALS. Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease, you know, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. So what happens is that these food additives, when they convert to amino acids in the body, they react with certain brain receptors and destroy those neurons, those nerve cells. Now, a few of the food additives that have been identified as the culprits are MSG and aspartame. And, you know, and God knows what this new Monsanto aspartame, imposter, the new one, God knows what that's going to do, right? So maybe, I don't know, new disease may come up. I don't know. Physicians, though, and consumer groups have warned the public that these types of additives are health hazards. And when the food industry has assigned these additives, they just change the names. They give it a new label. They give the food a new label. So, for instance, MSG can be listed as hydrolyzed vegetable protein or texturized protein or soy protein extract or yeast extract, caseinate, or even natural flavoring. So it's masquerading. They gave it an alias. They did. Now, if you want a complete list of those types of names for MSG and some other food additives, I recommend you get Dr. Truot's book, Secret Assassins in Food. You can pick up a copy. You can go to meminerals.com, M as in Mary, E as in Edward, minerals.com, and pick a copy up. A couple bucks, not a big deal. But at least you'll be savvy when you start reading labels out there. Now, a lot has been reported on your food preservatives, which essentially inhibit your spoilage of your foods, and many people have sensitivities to these types of preservatives and can go into anaphylactic shock or have an asthma attack. So the U.S. food industry has about 100 food preservatives, and in foods such as margarine, crackers, and potato chips, antioxidants are added. Mold preservatives are added to your breads, cheese, syrup, and pie filling. And in the produce section, foods are sprayed with fungicides to prevent mold and fungus. So your soft drinks and your dairy products are also going to contain sequencing agents, I guess I said it right, to prevent change in the coloring of the product, also to prevent texture change and flavor change. So, if you have food tastes when it's bad, it tastes bad. Don't want it to taste bad when it's bad. It's going to taste good. prevent that spoilage. Now, your dried goods, like your cereal, for instance, is going to be treated with your BHA and your BHT, which are known to affect kidney function. And some foods may contain calcium sulfate, also known as plaster of Paris. And that's a firming agent, by the way. So ingesting large amounts of this causes intestinal blockage, and foods containing sodium nitrate, usually used for your processed meats, can react with these other preservatives in your other food additives, creating carcinogens. So foods with sodium sulfate found in chewing gum can make inactive the pepsin enzyme, disrupting your digestion. I mean, chewing gum, you can't buy a pack of chewing gum without aspartame in it. I mean, I think there's like one type of gum left with real sugar, which, you know, if you're going to have gum, go with the sugar. That's bubble gum, that's bazooka. You know, and it's hard to find that. You have to go to, like, you know, a special candy shop to get that. I don't know. I guess some of the gas stations sell that, convenience stores. It's hard to find them. Okay, food for thought, though, because we've covered a lot of things, a lot of concerns here with the food industry. It's delivering products from the animal farm to the grocery store, and it doesn't sound too healthy, does it? Our bodies have a lot to deal with on a toxic level. And when you consider all the other pollutants that you're exposed to on a daily basis, like smog, for instance, it's a wonder our bodies are functioning at all. Think about it. So there's no way that the human body can adapt quickly enough to protect ourselves from the thousands of toxins, and that is why the healthcare has shot up astronomical. You got all kind of chemicals in your water. You shower with it every day. You're breathing in pollution every day. You're working in buildings that the windows don't open every day. I mean, and you're eating all these foods that are, well, just not foods anymore. So if changing your lifestyle is going to have to include completely certified organic foods, you're really going to have to work hard, and you have to look for ways to purge the impurities from your system to protect your health long term. So you're going to need to draw out those toxins out of the tissues, and you can do that with some medicinal herbs. They're meant to draw. They're meant to purify the system. So, you know, your creator God didn't expect you to have to survive on a pharmaceutical industry. No, no. He had other things in mind. So you can cleanse the bowel, the urinary tract, the prostate, the liver, the gallbladder, the blood system. You can cleanse the major filtering organs to have a free flow of toxins going out. Nothing staying in there. Nothing to give disease a foothold. So that's important. So you can ask about organ cleansing products. You can buy them one at a time. You can buy them in a package. And lots of information to educate you on these herbs and how to use them to get confident and empower yourself. And to be healthier, that's what it's all about. So you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They've been dealing with organ cleansing and immune boosting for 12 years. That's what they do. They have a toll-free number, and you can pick up a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And for those outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com, and you can actually download a PDF copy of the catalog, put it on your desktop, on your computer, print it off, or if you want a hard copy, not a problem. Just call and request one. You can even go on the website and request one through the shopping cart, because it'll charge you nothing for the catalog. And we'll get that request and send it to you, first-class mail, no problem. And it's an interesting catalog, because this year I've added the questions and answers that I've gotten over and over and over and over and over again. And basically, you can learn how to use herbs formulas individually for certain effects, and then you can add and layer other herbs for different effects or to maximize an effect. So we're showing you that in the new product catalog. You can layer certain formulas together for maximum effect. So it's a learning tool as well as a product catalog. Of course, we have a money-back guarantee to Apothecary Herbs, and we have product support. So the only thing you risk with us is the shipping expense. So it's all about learning, empowering, being smart and savvy, getting back to some basic things to protect your health, protect yourself, and to get out there and enjoy life. It's better than just existing through life, isn't it? So call and get that free product catalog. And we're just going to have to save the list of herbs that are going to be really potent and give you lots of energy and stamina for next time. And also, don't forget, coming up on the 21st, Dr. Carly's going to be here. Of course, her link is on the powerherbs.com links area, so you can click on that, get on over to her page, and see what it is she does. She's an expert, especially in immune systems and vaccines, so you can check that out. And like I said, coming up on the 1st, we're going to be talking with John Monroe, Dr. Bankers. I got some questions because, you know, He told me when he sent me the kit. I said, "Well, John, you know, as your vision improves, you know, who's got the time and the money to go get their lenses changed as their vision improves?" He says, "Oh, we can help you with that. We can help you with that." So I got to figure out what he meant by that, because soon I'm not going to be able to use the glasses I have, and I still need to, you know, drive down the road, read the computer, that kind of thing. So we're going to ask him those specifics. And if you've got questions, you can call into the show or you can email me, and I will make sure John gets those questions and we can figure out how this all works. But, you know, I do believe there are no incurable diseases. So if you've got nearsightedness or farsightedness or any of those other problems with vision, I do believe there is a way to deal with that without surgery, without having corrective lenses, without toxic chemicals. So we're gonna sniff this one out and get the lowdown for you. So John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group, probably going to get his link up on the homepage tomorrow, so you can click on over to his website, since his interview will be here before we know it. And if you have any topics, health topics you want me to cover, don't be shy. Let me know. Send me an email or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663, Monday through Friday, and I'll try to include that on one of the shows for you. My goodness, look at the time. It's about time for me to head on out of here, but, you know, don't you go anywhere, because Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin's up next. That's right. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Oh,